KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Light rain and 44 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up a quarter of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic. Messina reports 22 one-hundredths of an inch. Our forecast is calling for the rain to be ending this morning. We'll have cloudy skies through about midday, partly cloudy and breezy this afternoon, a high of 59. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, a traffic stop for speeding and stop sign violations in Red Oak early this morning turned into a pursuit that ended in Fremont County, with a Mills County man taken into custody. Authorities say 22-year-old Rocky Allen James Runyon of Hastings was charged with eluding an aggravated misdemeanor, driving while revoked, a serious misdemeanor, and numerous traffic offenses. The chase began when officers of the Red Oak Police Department tried to stop a 1993 Ford F-150 pickup near the intersection of 200th Street and G Avenue at around 2:40 a.m., but the vehicle fled westbound on G Avenue. The chase continued as far west as Hastings in Mills County and ended on Highway 59 in Fremont County after deputies there were able to deploy stop sticks at the intersection of Highway 59 and 120th Street. After the sticks were deployed and deflated the vehicle's tires, the pickup slowed considerably. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies were then able to use a rolling roadblock to ease the vehicle to a halt. Runyon was taken into custody without further incident. Agencies assisting Red Oak Police in the pursuit and apprehension of Runyon include the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office K-9 Unit and deputies with the Fremont, Cass, Mills, and Page County Sheriff's Departments. A traffic stop late Friday night in Villisca resulted in the arrest of two men on drug and or alcohol charges. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports deputies pulled over a 2005 Ford Fusion at around 11:25 p.m. And as a result of an investigation conducted with the assistance of the K-9 Rex and his partner, arrested 20-year-old Derek James Liu of Malvern for unlawful possession of prescription medications. A passenger in the car, 21-year-old Cody Benjamin Johnson of Stanton, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and open container as a passenger. Both men were brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond each. The USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service has committed $250,000 over the next year for a Western Iowa water quality project. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said the money will be used on conservation measures in the watershed that drains into Slocum Creek, which is near Oakland in Pottawatomie County.
Basically, we know from an analysis that we've done of the Upper Mississippi River Basin that these combined conservation practices are effective in reducing nitrogen and phosphorus and reducing soil erosion, so we obviously want to continue to focus on this targeted effort.
State officials have rated Oakland's water supply as highly susceptible to contamination, and Oakland gets its drinking water from underground aquifers in the watershed where the project is focused. Vilsack said the Slocum Creek project is part of his agency's water quality initiative in the upper entire Mississippi River Basin. Slocum Creek drains into the Missouri River, which ultimately reaches the Mississippi River at St. Louis. The USDA is spending $30 million on 33 projects in the upper Mississippi River Basin.
Well, the key here is to obviously reduce the amount of soil erosion that takes place and that carries with it nitrogen, phosphorus, both that which is applied and nitrates which are organically produced, if you will, which ultimately get into the Mississippi.
The Natural Resources Conservation Service plans to spend $240,000 this year and another $450,000 on the Slocum Creek project in western Iowa over the next 2 years. A truck driver from Nebraska was injured Friday morning when the semi he was driving crashed into a ditch and rolled onto its side in Crawford County. The Iowa State Patrol says 43-year-old Christopher Evans of Omaha, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported to the Manning Regional Hospital by Crawford County ambulance following the accident that happened at around 8:35 a.m. A report on his condition is not available. The patrol says the crash occurred after Evans, who was driving a 1999 Peterbilt westbound on Highway 141, attempted to pass a non-contact 2001 Case tractor pulling a wagon and driven by 63-year-old Ronald Halber of Manning. The tractor was attempting to turn south onto 370th Street and cross the center line of the road to merge into the left lane when the semi went to pass on the left. The semi entered the south ditch and the trailer hit the embankment off 370th, causing the semi to end up on its left side on 370th. Ronald Halber was not injured in that crash. Two people were hurt Thursday afternoon when a truck and combine collided in Pottawatomie County. The sheriff's office said the accident happened around 6:10 p.m. on Railroad Highway near Yellow Pole Road. According to the report, 35-year-old Jason Hickel of Missouri Valley was traveling southbound in a truck when the vehicle collided head-on with a combine driven by 50-year-old Larry Larson of Crescent. The crash caused Larson to be ejected from the combine. Both men were transported by ambulance to local area hospitals. Authorities say Hickel was charged with driving while license under suspension, failure to maintain control, and open container. The accident investigation is ongoing, and additional charges may be filed. Three people were injured during a collision Thursday afternoon in Pottawatomie County. The sheriff's office said Friday the accident had happened around 2:40 p.m. on Highway 6 near the intersection with 300th Street. A 2011 Toyota Corolla driven by 30-year-old John Son of Omaha was traveling east on Highway 6. At the same time, a 2012 Nissan Altima driven by 53-year-old Julie Achenbaugh of Trainer was heading west. The vehicles collided head-on on the westbound shoulder of the road. Authorities say Son was not injured in the crash, but two of his passengers, 20-year-old Atu Day and 52-year-old Gay, both of Omaha, were hurt and transported by ambulance to area hospitals. Achenbaugh was also transported to a local hospital by ambulance. Deputies have charged Son with unsafe passing. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Jeffrey Campbell, age 51, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Lewis, died Tuesday at his home in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Jeffrey Campbell will be today at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Gay Nichols, age 72, of Moscow, Iowa, and formerly of the Anita, Wyota, and Messina areas, died October 24th. A massive Christian burial service for Gay Nichols will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wilton, with the Bentley Funeral Home of Wilton in charge of the arrangements. Ada Lowe, age 89, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Celebration of Life services for Ada Lowe will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Fairview Congregational Church in rural Stewart. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Denny Jensen, age 71, of Chicago, Illinois, and formerly of Greenfield, died October 24th at J.R. Bowman Hospice Center in Chicago. A funeral mass for Denny Jensen will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Charlisa Lisa Renee Robinson, age 49, of Irwin, died Friday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Charlisa Lisa Robinson will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rainer Hemmingson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Memorial services for Rainer Hemmingson will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Bill Matheny, age 86, of Anita, died Friday at Caring Acres in Anita. Memorial services for Bill Matheny will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. And Helen Coor, age 92, of Walnut, died Thursday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Helen Coor will be on November the 12th at 10:30 a.m. at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN.